presenting.
Rolling.
Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, influenced by the original, yet relevant now, is an enduring icon that's made to love. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala, find new roads. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope all is well with you. We've been talking about, of course, for so long, voter suppression and what is happening. And so many people, Tom, keep focusing on federal, what's happening in Congress, but the real stuff is taking place in these state legislatures. And, of course, in North Carolina, the governor this week signed what is called the most onerous voter suppression law in the country. Mm-hmm. Joining us right now is a North Carolina State Rep, Alma Adams, to give us the breakdown on really what this means and what's the next step. Representative Adams, good morning.
Good morning.
So this bill, again, folks keep saying, oh, it's voter ID. But in this case, I mean, what are you dealing with? Striking the number of early voting days and also getting rid of straight ticket voting as well. What else is in this bill that has folks so up in arms?
Well, first of all, the voter ID part will go into effect on 2016. That's bad in and of itself. But we're talking about restricting early voting now. We've reduced early voting by a week. There are changes to the actual polling hours. There are changes as it relates to young people who are 16 and 17-year-old. They will not be able to vote. Pre-register now. No out-of-precinct voting. No straight party voting, if that's what you care to do. No same-day registration, so it far exceeds simply having an ID. Of course, that's a problem in and of itself because so many people don't have the government ID that is required. College students will not be able to use their IDs.
Even college students at public universities?
No college student in North Carolina can use their student ID to vote.
North Carolina.
In Texas, and Georgia, Carolina. They said if you went to a public university, it's a state ID. Private, that's a problem. North Carolina, Republicans there said, forget it, no student ID.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, initially in the bill that the House sent out, it did allow students who attended our public universities to use their ID, although I thought that was discriminatory. I have worked 40 years at a private college, Bennett College, and I think our students and every other student at a private university should be able to use it as well. So when the bill came back, it went over to the Senate as 16 pages. It came back as 56. So there's a lot of really crazy stuff in it, and it's really going to disenfranchise a lot of people. It's going to make it harder to vote. Lots of barriers here. And as you said, it is the strictest in the country. North Carolina has really not had problems in voting.
Can the Justice Department come in and reverse this if it passes?
I believe they can. Immediately when the governor signed the bill, there were a number of lawsuits filed, and they're continuing to be filed, and I'm just pleased about that.
So would that put the changes on hold if the challenges are in the court system?
Well, it will put some of them on hold, I believe, because 2016 you'd have to have the ID, but some of these things go into effect in 2013 mm-hmm. and 2014.
And that can impact local and state big elections time. As well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is why I keep telling our folks, look, you can't ignore state rep, state senate, gubernatorial races. This is a result of when you have folks who then take control of legislatures, they can pass such bills. And trust me, the GOP and other states are looking at North Carolina and will likely try to follow up what's happened there in their states. State Rep. Alma Adams, we certainly appreciate it. Keep fighting, and we'll keep letting folks know about these kind of issues.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Thank you, Sybil. Thank you, Jay. thank you, Roland. I appreciate it very much.
Take care.
Keep fighting that fight.